This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, spring has sprung, and that means it will soon be time for lawn care season. Today, U of I Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger has some tips for you to use when seeding, fertilizing, mowing, and aerating your yard.
Oh, I help to put on programs that are offered to the general public and the whole realm of horticulture. So early season things and late season, even through the winter, we keep pretty busy in Extension.
Cover just a little bit of everything.
Yeah, just about vegetables and trees and shrubs and lawn care. And, you know, right now the Master Gardener program has been going on, so it's a pretty busy season. And here leading into spring, it gets even busier.
Yeah, sure. I can imagine, especially with the subject that you talk about. Well, you mentioned the thing that I want to talk with you about today, and that's lawn care. Kind of just want to talk about just general homeowners that have a yard and they want it to look nice, some tips for them on how to do that. So the first thing that comes to mind when I think about caring for your lawn is you want to have grass growing. So at some point in time, you probably need to seed that to start out your lawn or get the grass that you want. So tips on how to select the right type of seed for where you live and what type maybe people around this area should be using.
Well, a good idea is to use a selected cultivar that's good for our climate and growing conditions. And also, there are particular kinds of grasses to get established. So a good selection to possibly do for this area would be the tall turf fescues. And they're pretty resilient to the, you know, our dry drought kind of stresses in our climate. And you can plant Kentucky bluegrass, but it has a little bit more management to the Kentucky bluegrass. And so there's other kinds that, you know, you have cool season grasses and warm season grasses. And typically when we do plant grasses, typically they're planted in the fall, so they have a better time of establishment. But here in the spring, it is an option to plant grass, or possibly you need some overseeding of some places that you might have had trouble. And so as soon as you can get into the lawn to do that overseeding, it would probably be beneficial because those open surfaces can harbor weeds.
So as far as seeding, then, it sounds like you recommend doing it in the fall, but if you need to do it in the spring, it will work. Just recommend fall, preferably.
Yeah, the preferred option is the fall, but spring is also an option, and sometimes it just is a needed thing to, you know, seed in the spring.
Sure, just works out that way. Well, along with seeding, then I think of fertilizing. You're going to want to give this grass seeds some food to eat, so types of fertilizer, time of year, things you recommend doing for that?
Well, again, fertilizing is best done in the fall. It can be broken up into a couple of applications over the season, but typically the majority of your fertilizing should be done in the fall. But you can fertilize in the spring, but you don't want to fertilize immediately at the start of spring. You want to wait till possibly May. So some of the things to be concerned about is when you apply those fertilizers that have pre-emergent weed control, you have to realize that that fertilizer is in that pre-emergent weed control. So that may be another thing to wait till fall to apply those combination weed and feed kind of products.
You know, right now, when you go to the stores, it's springtime, so they've got a lot of spring products out. One of those is fertilizer, so you're thinking, and of course, weed control products.
Right.
So you're tempted to buy that now in March and apply it, but you're saying wait until later. What's the reason behind that?
Well, it just depends on the product that you're applying, but there's a particular window of opportunity to apply some of those pre-emergent herbicides depending on the soil temperature. And so if you apply, in order to catch that window, if you apply early enough for that, then you're also fertilizing. So be cautious whenever you're selecting your products, that you know what the label states and what all is in the product that you're applying.
Well, sounds like some good tips. Read the label before doing anything. That
right.
usually helps.
Exactly.
So now we've talked about seeding our lawn. We've talked about fertilizing it. Then comes mowing, and the grass is already starting to green up, and it's tempting to want to get out and mow. So anything you can give us advice on when we should start mowing? How do you decide, okay, hey, it's time to start mowing the grass for the year?
Well, you don't want the grass to grow too tall. Typically, you want to have the grass to not be a third of the grass, no more than a third of the grass to be removed at one time. So it will be a continual mowing. And typically here in the spring, we do have, nice weather surely is on the way. So as soon as the grass does green up and it starts actively growing, it would be a good time to start mowing. But make sure that you have your lawnmower blade sharpened and that you're having a nice clean cut. Sometimes if those blades get dull, it can have kind of a ragged edge to the blade, the leaf blade, and it can cause undue stress, because all you need to do is have your mower blade sharpened and just take care that you also keep your mowing height, a lawn that has maybe a 3-inch height, and there is variation between the types of grasses, but keeping a tall lawn to an extent helps to prevent weeds. So the healthier you can provide nutrients and growing conditions to your lawn, the less of a chance that those weeds will have to survive.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about the height of the grass whenever you start to mow. So what happens? You said you don't want to really be cutting more than a third of the grass when you do mow. So if for some reason your lawn does get really tall, from a horticulture side of things, what is that doing to the grass when you let it get too tall and then you finally mow?
Well, whenever you finally mow, it's another way of stressing the lawn. So the best recommendation, if it does get out of hand, maybe you go on vacation and you just didn't have time, mowing it at the highest height that you can on the setting of your mower, and then following up in about a week, and then lowering it gradually, then removing a large portion of that top growth is recommended.
Okay, well, good tips to follow there. I know sometimes that happens to all of us. It gets a little out of control, especially if we have hot, humid, rainy weather. As far as insects and pests and things that we might encounter on our lawns or in our lawns, we had a pretty mild winter. Now we're in March and we're seeing snow and some freezing temps again. But is there anything that we should be concerned about that we're thinking, well, nothing, it didn't really have a chance to get killed off, so we might have more insects or grubs or things like that, or not really worried about it?
I wouldn't be too overly worried about the amount of insects. Or a lot of these insects have quite a wide distribution to their where they exist, and some are brought from the southern states and brought up to our area, and others, inhabit our northern states, and so they have quite a broad distribution. But one thing you could do is maybe check out what the growing degree day is, and there's some online tools for doing that and tracking the growing degree day, and it is helpful because with the things that need to be done in the garden and the insects that come, their life cycle will follow a growing degree day pattern, and so you can determine when things will emerge and how, maybe the time to apply your pre-emergent products to your lawn. It can be pretty well gauged by the growing degree day.
Do those growing degree days vary by where you're located in the state? I know with our listing area, we go a little bit farther south than, say, right here in Montgomery County, and a little bit farther north, in east and west even. So would those all be different, or would they be similar?
They would be similar, but they would be different. So if, I guess maybe a kind of a broad kind of comparison would be corn. If you plant corn at the time of planting, if you planted it in the south and planted it in the north at the same day, the growing conditions and the growing degrees that are accumulated will be different in those locations. So your time of harvest may be different in the future. So there is variation, but it's not a too broad of a span to, you know, there's still, but when you base things on a calendar date, then it can get skewed by the kind of weather that we're having now. And just things to keep in mind whenever you're gardening or.
Sure, sure. So similar but different, just depending on the area. Sure. Well, the last thing that I wanted to ask you about, Andrew, was aerating your lawn. I know any time you break up the compaction in the soil, that's usually a good thing for plants, no matter what you're growing. Tips for people caring for their lawn about aerating.
Well, aeration is always a benefit to the lawn, and you know, a lot of times our yards, our lawns can be compacted, and maybe you have a lot of traffic in your yard, and so aerating the soil, it is beneficial to do, and you know, you might rent an aerator or have someone come out and aerate your lawn with the proper equipment, but it's also a thing to think about as far as traffic in the yard. Here with our winter temperatures that we've had, you know, the snow, you may want to stay off your lawn whenever the ground is frozen and help prevent some damage to the lawn that way too.
Is that something you'd recommend doing every year? Would it be bi-yearly, or the more you do it, the better off you are?
I would think maybe once or twice a year would probably be beneficial.
Okay. Well, sounds great. Andrew, you've given us lots of advice and tips for people to take away for hopefully making their lawns beautiful and green this year. Any final thoughts that you may have or anything I didn't cover that you'd like to mention?
Well, we do have a lot of resources as far as fact sheets that would be available and other resources that could be provided as far as lawn care or any other kind of scenario you might have with your garden or lawn or home. And so I'd welcome anyone to come and partake of some of the resources that we have. And we also have some publications that could be ordered for you that maybe weed identification, that you have a weed in your lawn that you need to possibly get rid of and you don't know what it is. Well, we have a few publications that would help in that realm of thinking.
And once again, that was Andrew Holsinger with U of I Extension. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.